I know what you are. And I think you do too. Something happens inside of your silly little brain when you see, smell, or even think a feed. Like a switch flipping on in a fraction of a second. Feed. Flood your senses. Feed. Fuck your pussy mind. Fill your head. Fill all of your attention. Feel so good. Just looking at them sends your mind on a fantasy-fueled journey. Thinking. Sensing. All around you, all over you, feeling you, rubbing you, pinning you down. It's something you want. Feet, filling you, holding you, petting you. It's something you crave. Something you need. Just the sight triggers you. Just the thought triggers mommy's feet. Flip off. Turn you on. You know what that makes you. You do. Don't you think feet look nice? Do you like watching the toes spread wide open for you instead of legs? Or maybe squishing together instead? Squeeze into a pretty pair of strappy stilettos, accentuating the arch. Teasingly exposing a lot, but not everything. Like a dominatrix outfit for feet. Teasingly revealing just enough, but not everything. Because bare feet can be a bit much, don't you think? Dirty, tired, lint-covered soles that demand to be clean. Smooth skin, freshly washed, red manicured toenails, polish chipping slightly around the edges, soles that stretch from smooth to wrinkled. To wrinkle. There's a lot to notice, to appreciate. Maybe you already get overwhelmed with lust, the mere sight of socks, stockings, shoes, boots. Is that true? Do you really get all throbby at the sight of all things feet-related? Do you know what that means? What does that make you? You have to. You also like the sounds of me. Isn't that right? The fleshy pattering as I walk across the floor. The sound of heels. Click, click, clicking. Signifying a powerful presence. Approaching. Or simply passing by. Just like your mind. inspired by these sounds you love. Lubed up so stroking a nice hard cock, slipping it in between the toes, using them to grip and feeling around for the spots that make you flinch and whimper. And those nice, sensual sounds. You can't deny their pleasantness in your ears, and therefore, your mind lingering so pleasurably, conjuring thoughts you enjoy so very much. So, thoughts, sexy sounds, sexy thoughts. And it is this immediate connection. Feet, their noises, and arousal. It makes you a... you know what? Because you also like the smell, don't you? The natural, unmistakable musk of feet. Even if they're clean, they will always smell like feet. It is a reliable constant. It's comforting. Consistent. It is a feature, not a bug. It's what makes them what they are. It's not a bad smell. It's a very unique smell. Personal. Intimate. Strong. Dominant. Impressive. Just the way you like it. It is a feature that is meant to be worshipped, savored, appreciated, admired, an object of lust, obedience, love, and obsession. Love, faith. Last for that unique must obey for feet. Obey. Think about that special, commanding, personal scent. Love feet. Love. The sexy, intimate smell, obsessed over feet, obsessed over that strong, dominant, aggressive foot musk. You can let it infiltrate those little nostrils. It's okay. You can fantasize about sniffing shoes. It's what makes you what you are. You can admit it to yourself. I encourage it. Fantasize about soaking in the overbearing smell. Unable to smell anything else. Following the hot, steamy goodness straight to the sun. You'd love that, wouldn't you? To be lucky enough for mommy's feet to grace your tongue, to taste them, to worship them, to kiss them. To lick them, to make out with them, sliding your dripping tongue over the skin, in between each and every tongue, sucking on them like the good mouse, what you want. Suck, suck, sucking. To make mommy feel so good. To relish the flavor. To imprint it onto your tongue. Yeah, you like that a lot. To remember that flavor forever. Yes, you like it very much. What does that make you? What does slurping on toes make you? What do you call someone who wishes, dreams of swiping their flat, wide tongue up the bottom of mommy's feet from heel to toe? Perhaps you can almost taste it now, as if all this dreaming and yearning has conjured what you desire more than anything. It's okay to admit it. This singular interest, obsession, your faith, the body part you most want to taste, to worship with your needy, subby tongue, to feel touch, not just with your tongue, but all over your body, a heel pinning your shirt to the ground, a boot crushing the side of your head, two bare naked feet gently holding your face, toes tucking hair behind your ears, covering your mouth to shush you as they slide down your body, down your neck, your shoulders, your chest, holding the sides of your waist, as if your body isn't worthy of this sensual touch, unless it's the very lowest part of a woman's body. Mommy feet. The lowest part of her body, but still higher than you. Always above you, keeping you down, dangling before your eyes, keeping you down in your place. But the pleasure of feeling them, getting to touch them in your own special way, is more than enough to keep you happy, isn't it? As long as you think, dream, fantasize, crave, feed, they'll be with you. Mommy's feet. You have 5 senses. Put them to you. See feet. Hear feet. Smell feet. Taste feet. Feel feet. And feet. All senses, always with you. Mommy's feet, phantom feet, blessing your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your skin. There is no attention left for anything but feet. Mommy. Phantom feet. Your sexuality. Mommy's feet. Phantom feet. You are a bona fide sexual. You cannot deny it. When mommy speaks, activate that little switch in your brain that floods your body with such strong feelings. Arousal. Mass. Acceptance. Obey. Admiration. Desire. Love. There's no hiding it, even from yourself. Mommy's feet, phantom feet. See them, hear them, smell them, taste them, feel them. Mommy's feet. You know what that makes you.
You do.
It makes you a foot freak. You can admit it. Say it. Say, I'm a filthy foot freak. Again. You're a filthy foot freak.